What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1-300-872-911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Now, I know people's eyes glaze over as soon as you mention the word state budget, but there is an issue here because how often are we talking about the need for extra police resources here, particularly in our CBD, for foot patrols, given the dreadful, dreadful behaviour. But let's have a look at this. The Palaszczuk government's record police budget means that for the first time ever, more than $3,000 million will be invested in better policing services. This record historic investment, Better Services, is delivering 2,025 extra police personnel over 5 years, a major investment pipeline of new and upgraded infrastructure and new high-tech equipment to support a modern, world-class police service. Look, I know people's eyes glaze over. Sorry about that. But I just looked up on the screen a minute ago, and on the line is the Shadow Minister for Police and Corrective Services, Dale Last, who I'm sure has got some views on this announcement. Hello, Dale.
Good morning, John.
What are your thoughts on the $2,000 million or whatever over 5 years?
Well, I hope you're sitting down, John, because we've just heard from the Minister in the Parliamentary Chamber. We're down at Parliament this week, of course, and again reiterated the 2,025 additional personnel by 2025. And would you believe the net growth in policing numbers last year was 5?
Oh.
I'll repeat that number. 5.
No.
So for the minister to be out there touting this massive injection of funds and the extra resources and the extra police, clearly the attrition rate within the QPS at the moment is almost more than recruitment. So I think they've got a lot of work to do to hit that target of 2025.
No, until 2025. The figure of what was it? Oh, there it is, $3 billion, $3,000 million. It sounds like a mountain of money. Talk to me about that.
Well, look, it is a lot of money, and we're always welcome, you know, funding for our police, for the additional officers, for the resources that they need. But there's clearly a huge issue within the QPS at the moment with retaining police officers. They are prohibitively expensive to train, as you would appreciate. It takes a long time for a constable, once they're sworn in, to go through that training period and to become a fully fledged constable and to come out of that first year of training. And here we are, a net growth of 5 positions across the state. Mm. I don't think that's anywhere near good enough, and there are clearly some big issues within the QPS at the moment in retaining officers.
It takes your breath away that only 5 extras in a whole year across the whole state. You would know from your experience in inner city Townsville, you would know from your experience here and recently also you've been up to the Tablelands and saw the issue they're facing in Mareeba. Now, in the middle of our city last night, the violence was just horrendous. I've had a video sent through to me this morning, and the background sounds, the foul language, etc. We're just going into a holiday season. We've got school holidays starting. We've got thousands upon thousands of people who are going to be exposed to that, and we don't have anywhere near enough police on foot patrol in our CBD. And you're saying, well, the whole force was expanded across the state of Queensland last year by 5 individuals. It's heartbreaking.
Look, it is. It absolutely is. And we need those additional officers on the street in places like Cairns,
yes,
and Mareeba, where we know juvenile crime in particular is still out of control. I mean, places like Cairns are continuing to see huge numbers and break and enters and unlawful use of motor vehicles, and the police are getting burnt out, and they're getting even more frustrated with the system that they're having to deal with at the moment. And certainly here was an opportunity for the government to put a line in the sand and stump up some real money for youth justice programs. And would you believe there was a reduction in the youth justice budget this year, in the budget?
Well, I've got you on the line, Dale, just briefly, because you're across the situation in Townsville, and I know you're across it up here as well, but how's Townsville going with their challenge? Because it's very similar in many ways to ours.
Oh, look, they mirror each other, Townsville and Cairns, yeah, and have for some time now. The issues in Townsville are the same as being experienced in Cairns. We've got problems down there. We're having staff seriously assaulted. We had one earlier this month where a staff member at Cleveland was bashed into unconsciousness and then dragged around the cell block like a piece of meat.
No.
That's not good enough. That's not good enough. Whilst he was unconscious. And I mean, we need to have a long, hard look at what's happening in these detention centres. And the staff who work there are not going to work to be bashed into unconsciousness, I can assure you. And I think it's about time we stepped up and recognised that some of these offenders, you know, these 16, 17-year-olds, you know, are completely and utterly out of control at the moment.
Well, I'm hoping you and your party colleagues will be getting together on a policy to address this farcically named, actually, juvenile justice system. It provides nothing like justice, particularly when you consider the huge number of victims up here and in Townsville and across North Queensland. So please, when that effort reaches a peak, can you start sharing some information with us about, before we go into that election in a couple of years' time, about how we might be better off after the next election? Because at the moment, it's a schmozzle up here, an absolute schmozzle in our city.
Oh, look, these cities cannot continue down this pathway. We've seen the loss of another young life down at Oakey this week, and we're going to continue to see the lives lost not only by these young offenders but also innocent members of the community going forward unless this is nipped in the bud.
Yeah. All right, Dale, appreciate the update. Thank you. Dale Last is the state member for the seat of Burdekin. He's the Shadow Minister for Police and Corrective Services.